Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, how bad is this? Vladimir Putin, it's been discovered, has stolen not just bombs and so forth, but when he takes over an area, he steals the grain that Ukraine has stored and sells it at inflated prices. He has stolen more than $100 million in grain, $100 million in grain. Let me tell you something. This guy, Putin, we have about $350 million of his on reserve that he put, you know, badly for him in our banks. I would say take all of the Russian assets that we have control of. You know, we seize these yachts from oligarchs. We seize their apartments. They launder money, which they stole from the Russian government. And they'll buy an apartment in New York. I'm about to tell you a price that you're not going to believe. So Google it. There is a building just on the corner of Central Park South, not too far from the New York Athletic Club. It's roughly 59th Street and, I don't know, 7th Avenue, 8th Avenue, maybe Broadway. It's a beautiful building. The penthouse, guess how much guy paid for it? For an apartment. Now, how much do you pay for rent for an apartment? Right? Okay. There's a condo. $250 million. How do you like that? Seriously, how do you like that? Now, this guy was not an oligarch. He was an American, but the oligarchs steal money and then there's plenty of $50 million apartments around there. I'm not kidding. In Manhattan, right around Central Park. 50 million, 100 million, 25 million. They buy these things for cash and realtors are happy to take it because they get 6%, right? What do you think 6% of 250 million is? It's $15 million. Is that a bad realty fee for a couple of hours work? This is what's going on, guys. It's going on. So they launder this money and then they sell the apartment. They'll take a loss, but then they think legitimate cash, quote unquote, because it was selling an apartment in New York. And they do this in London and they do this down in Florida and elsewhere. And then they have yachts, which they then sell and so forth. Now, I would seize all these. The government can seize them and then I'd sell them. And a buyer will go, well, yeah, I'd like to buy it, but how do I know I have clear title? Okay, and here is the deal. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, who in general I think is doing a good job, I think is off base on this one. She is unsure whether we should do this. She thinks maybe we shouldn't do it. What do you mean maybe we shouldn't do it? They stole $100 million in grain from Ukraine, and then they bombed the fields so they can't grow much more. How much... It's going to cost billions, hundreds of billions to rebuild Ukraine. Take a look at the buildings they've damaged in all these cities, people they've killed. They should pay for it. We have their money. Let's pay for it. Now, let me give you the legal basis for it. And in case Janet Yellen, I know she's not a lawyer, maybe she should read some law. Normally, if you seize assets, you have to go into court if you're the government and say that there's a basis for doing it. You know, if it's eminent domain, let's say it's a building, we're going to build a highway or something, and so we need it, and we'll pay fair market value, and you can't just take it under the due process clause of the Fifth Amendment, which has been incorporated through the 14th Amendment to the states. Can't just seize property, including foreigners' property. But what about this? What about if the property was stolen? Well, here it was stolen. Should we have to go into court and have the burden of showing all this, or should we just take it? And they have access to our courts. They can sue the government for doing it, raise the Fifth Amendment, raise the 14th Amendment, raise anything they want, due process. And we say, fine, we're going to take your deposition. These people are felons. They're criminals. They're genocidal sadists. They're not going to come here. They're not going to do it. And if they do it, the minute they give a deposition, we'll have a basis for arresting them, charging them with felonies, and putting them in prison. These are criminals. They're a mafia. The Russian savages are mafia members. I'm not talking about every Russian citizen. I'm talking about their leadership and their autocrats. We're going around the world, what, grabbing their yachts? Why don't we go around the world with a sniper rifle against them? These people are genocidal sadists siding with Putin. And the few that aren't were murdered. One guy in Barcelona and his wife and his wife and his kids, and another guy in Russia and his wife and his kids stabbed to death, shot, and then Russia said it was a murder-suicide. How many guys do you know stabbed themselves to death? How many guys do you know stabbed themselves to death? Give me a break. These were autocrats who dared to say Putin is mistaken and wrong and going into Ukraine is what happened. Now, this is the grain. Now, how has that had a consequence now? And I'll give you an example at the UN. The UN ambassador, who is at a Security Council meeting from Russia, the Rusky, is Vasily Nebenya, and he's a bad, bad man. He looks like a villain in a James Bond movie. He looks like Ernst Stavro Blofeld. Take a good look, nasty looking thing. Rusky ambassador to the to the United Nations. The head of the EU at the United Nations is Charles Michel, M-I-C-H-E-L. He got up at a UN Security Council meeting just yesterday, and he said that Russia's attack on Ukraine has stopped food preparation and growth and export from Ukraine. Ukraine exports 10% of the world's wheat. It feeds Africa, basically, is where it goes. Sunflower oil, barley, foodstuffs, the third world countries depend on. Some people in this country live paycheck to paycheck. Some people in Africa live meal to meal. Meal to meal. And here's his statement, a magnificent statement from Charles Michel, head of the EU, Security Council in the UN, to Vasily Nebenya. He said, Vasily, quote, Russia is solely responsible for this looming food crisis. Russia alone. And you know what Ernst Stavro Blofeld, I mean, not Ernst Stavro Blofeld, he looks like Ernst Stavro Blofeld, Vasily Nebenya did. He got up on his hind legs and stalked out. He stalked out. Kind of reminded me of Groucho Marx's line. I resemble that remark. I resemble that remark. This guy is sick. He's a sick puppy. They are willing, the Ruskies, in addition to stealing what grain they have, they're essentially thieves. It's a culture of theft. It has been for 1,000 years under the czars and under everybody else. Culture of theft. But in addition to stealing grain from Ukraine, they're bombing the fields so they can't plant more. They have a blockade against the Ukrainian ports that ship this grain out. And Africa, famine in Africa will spread this summer and fall as a result. And Sergey Lavrov, the genocidal sadist who is their secretary of state, so to speak, he's their foreign minister is what they call it. Sergey Lavrov, the animal, the dog, said, well, we will lift that if basically Ukraine surrenders and you lift your sanctions. You are dealing basically with Hitler with nuclear weapons, the mafia with nuclear weapons, ISIS with nuclear weapons, a drug cartel with nuclear weapons. Something's got to be done, so we don't have nuclear war, but they are beaten down forever. Obviously, the genocidal sadist Putin has got to go. Here's my solution, and it's not only mine. Admiral Stavridis, the head of NATO at one time, one of the best admirals I've ever seen, said we should send our U.S. Navy into the Black Sea, it's international waters, and escort grain ships. And you can flag them out of Egypt and Turkey and pick up the grain and take it and sell it. They're not going to attack our Navy. I think that's exactly right. That's what we should do to stop starvation. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.